nothing surprises me with Leo Varadkar when he's under pressure, when he is clearly on the wrong side of public opinion, he resorts to these type of, you know, cheap political attacks, which, you know, if he was to do it outside of the Dáil chamber without the privilege, then he would be in serious bother. But, like, you know, that's me. That's him trying to attack me. It's trying to focus or divert attention away from the substantive issue which I was raising, and that is the fact that for the last number of years we have been raising that this government has completely rolled over to the banks and to their enforcers. We have a situation where receivers who enter properties in Donegal and elsewhere are completely unregulated. We have a situation where bank enforcers enforcing eviction orders are completely unregulated, unaccountable, unauthorised. And, you know, the comment he said last night, you know, like, the actual people who were wearing balaclavas are the bank enforcers. Many of your listeners, Greg, would have seen the images on Frederick Street earlier this year in September, where an eviction took place in the heart of Dublin, and those individuals who carried out that eviction were masked with balaclavas. And that's what the core issue is. And the point I was making to him is that if somebody in Letterkenny had a problem with their front door and needed the lock changes, they would have to go to an authorised person that would be authorised by the private security authority, would have to have a licence, would have to show you ID. You could make a complaint to their oversight body if you weren't happy with their work. Their licence could be revoked if they weren't a good character. They would have to have Garda Veton. Where in this situation, where the bank's henchmen come in, they can smash down your door. They can take an angle grinder to your fence. They can go into a house, as happened in Roscommon last Tuesday. They can drag somebody out of their living room by the ear. They can take them out through their lawn, and what appears to be a very clear assault taking place, and without any accountability, without any oversight, nobody knows who they are. They have no requirement to identify themselves.
So they're not under the... they don't have to comply with PSA laws, because, as I said on the programme earlier in this week, anyone who works in security, be it on doors or at festivals or whatever, it's very strict, and we've seen convictions where it hasn't been on show that they have to show their PSA licensing. It's generally held on the upper arm, so that, in other words, that if you've got a complaint, that you have a number or a name, that it can be pursued, because you have to tool the Gardaí with, you have a complainant, and then you have someone who the complaint is alleged against, exactly. So you can identify them. So
and you can see them on the streets in Letterkenny.
So are these guys not under the PSA rules then?
No, if not at all.
But who's governing them then?
Nobody's regulating them. Nobody's overseeing them. Nobody. You could have, and I'm not suggesting, I don't know the individuals here, but you could have members of criminal gangs involved in this. There is no requirement on them to be of good standing. There's no requirement on them to have Garda Veton. There's no requirement on them to present ID. There's no requirement on them to be regulated.
But are they legal then? Because in the absence of all of what you're talking about, I could get seven or eight people, we could all dress up in that regalia and call around and start throwing people out of their homes. I mean, do we know if what they did is legal or illegal?
Well, I think anybody who watched the scenes on social media would say that was an assault that took place. That's my view. And anybody who looked at that, you could see the family, you could see residents in the local community who were not involved in any agitation, were completely standing off, were making it very clear that they were peacefully resisting, and what happened was simply not acceptable, absolutely not acceptable. And they appealed to the guards to assist them, and the guards said that they couldn't because it was private property. So, like, this is ongoing. Like, the same situation happens with receivers. We've had a situation in Letterkenny, for example, where a business property, somebody who was leasing a property in Letterkenny, they weren't the owner, but the owner obviously had run into mortgage difficulties. The receiver comes in, they change the locks, they're completely unregulated, absolutely no...
I think that story has escalated over the last couple of days, but I'm trying to get some confirmation in relation to that. You had, I didn't hear the entire bit of the Dáil yesterday, but one of the things that Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, pointed out that on a number of occasions, as you were speaking, that you didn't take an opportunity to condemn the violence then that we saw on Sunday morning. And I think that was sort of his angle on it, and then you were sort of, you know, calling what you see as the government failings out on this. I mean, now, in the calm of this interview, do you condemn the violence?
Just let me deal with that first. Our justice spokesperson, Donagh O'Leary, who published this bill, which the government are now saying that they're going to have to introduce because of the public pressure and outrage of what happened in Roscommon, he was on Morning Ireland yesterday, and he made it very clear that he or Sinn Féin does not condone the violence that took place either on Tuesday or on Sunday. That's without...
Do you condemn the violence?
Given, of course.
The only reason I'm asking is because, it's what caused the row, really, from what I can say, from his perspective.
What caused the row is the problem is that I put it to him very clearly that his policies are allowing this to happen, that he is directly accountable and his government and his ministers are directly accountable because they are allowing these henchmen of the bank to go and do this. This isn't the first incident, it's not the second incident, it's happening, and they've been called out about it time and time again. He was under pressure, so therefore he tries to deflect. Now, he's the same person, let me make this clear, he's the same person who has continually refused to say that there was any type of violence that took place on Tuesday. He has refused specifically to condemn what happened on Tuesday. And he uses broad sweeping statements instead in terms of, I condemn all violence. But he has not called it out in terms of what happened on Tuesday. And that is because this is a government that is in the side of the banks. This is a government that is inside of the vultures and it has got their back.
But at what point
of these individuals?
Now, there's reports in some of the papers today, The Independent, which, you probably see the pattern there where the independence angle and the relationship with Alexis Sinn Féin and the government. But anyway, the family in question, the McGanns, they were told on several occasions that, you know, they had to leave the property, that they weren't fulfilling their end of the deal. We have to have a system, though, don't we, Deputy, whereby, you know, that if you borrow money, you have to pay it back. And if you don't, we should all stop paying our mortgages then.
Well, the Taoiseach, first of all, did quite a lot of hurt to that family yesterday, where he started to talk about a tax settlement that they hadn't reached with the revenue. He tried to confuse and muddy the issue as if it was a revenue issue. It's absolutely nothing to do with them. There's a settlement there, and that is dealt with. And you can see from the statement yesterday, and I made it clear to the Taoiseach in my contribution, I told them that I spoke to the family. I don't know the ins and outs of the mortgage detail. I have impressed them on the importance of to get advice and to resolve this through sitting around a table. But I passed on a message to the Taoiseach that one of these individuals is very vulnerable. One of these individuals is at the end of a tether. And the statement that they released last night through our MP, Matt Carthy, who's a family friend, made that very clear. Where they had called out the Taoiseach in terms of his hurtful remarks that they needed to deal with this. They've got legal advice. They want to deal with this through the legal channels and through the courts. They have completely disassociated themselves with any violence. But they have also called out the Taoiseach in relation to his silence, his absolute silence in relation to what happened to Irish citizens in their own home at the weekend.
About
the personal circumstances, just to answer your question, about evictions or whether they're warrant or not. Nobody, absolutely nobody, regardless of their circumstances, should be dealt with in that manner. And that is why I commend the Irish people from Roscommon and elsewhere who stood up and stood out in the pouring rain in solidarity with the family and against that type of behaviour.
So do you understand how things unfolded on Sunday morning then?
I understand the frustration. That doesn't mean that it's warranted, but I understand the frustration. I think that there's a raw anger in people right across the country in relation to what happened and how these individuals were handled. But let's be clear, violence doesn't solve any problem.
We know that.
These issues have to be dealt with, but also the banks need to be reined in.
But people would be of the view, or they would think, now, I mean, obviously you could say if you look at the chain of events, that's what happened, that it was KBC that called these guys in to take this family from their property. But that is not strictly the case, is it? Is it not the case that it's the local sheriff that employs these people?
No, it's KBC. They are the bank's enforcers. Mm. And you can see from, I'm not sure if you read commentary, for example, in the Daily Mirror yesterday, where this firm from Lisburn wanted to recruit a private security operator. Many of these are members who were formerly involved in security or in the British military or whatever, and he has called out the type of activity that went on in Roscommon. He said it is not appropriate, it's not the way you deal with people. He called out the individual who heads up, who thinks he's Rambo, and you can see that's what took place.
And very finally,
it was a pumped up kind of situation taking place, and it was absolutely not acceptable, just not acceptable. And that's why we have stepped up to the mark, and we've put this legislation through to make sure that never happens on any blade of grass in Ireland ever again, that people are treated in that way regardless of their circumstances.
Very finally, the implication of Leo Varadkar's comments of what it means to you, as you say, if this was said in public, people can, I mean, what he's accusing you of, you know, it's not just language and rhetoric. I mean, it's quite serious stuff to be implying, you know, and it's got a lot of publicity. Is that it's the type of thing that you will seek the Dáil record to be corrected on? I don't know what the scenario is.
I will seek the Dáil record to be corrected on it, but it's not, you know, it's not an issue that I really take. You know, I'm not that concerned about that. That's him taking a cheap shot at me, to tell you the God's honest truth. It to me, it shows that I hit a nerve. I touched a spot with Leo Varadkar because he had to resort to that personal attack. Like, I'm roughly the same age as Leo Varadkar. The idea, you know, that suggests that I have a balaclava or that I am somehow associated with what happened.
Well, that's the direct implication.
But he's trying to do that. And look, the media follow the line and it becomes a headline. Obviously, the Taoiseach, it's BBC are running this as well. Like, you know, the Taoiseach of a country calling out a person who has been elected democratically, representing their constituency, and basically suggesting in some way that I'm involved in criminal behaviour is a big news story.
Just kind of
my focus.
Yeah, but just very finally, sorry, Devin, and I appreciate your time. In terms of something like that, of course, as it turns out, it was Lascombe caller Patrick O'Gallagher who was in the chair. Who controls the mics in a scenario like that? Because, I mean,
it's not Pat. No,
I know it's not. I know it's not Pat. Sorry, that was a by the by. God, he's busy enough without running faders. I know how tough that is myself, but. I mean, obviously, the Taoiseach's gone over his minute. You've gone over your minute. Who decides? Because it's really quite crucial in a scenario like that, when the mic's on and when the mic's off. Not unique to this particular debate.
Yeah, but my mic was turned off when I was calling out Leo Varadkar.
Yeah, so is that just production people in the background?
Yes, it's an audio person,
okay.
And they're following strict rules. But Craig, listen, you know, we're wrapping up for Christmas. I'm going to go into do leaders' questions in relation to why the government are paying out these Anglo bondholders to the, you know, and we're left with the 30 billion price. But when today is over, I will return home to Donegal. I will see my family and I'll be able to look them in the eye, and I know which side I'm on. I know that I'm on the right side on this issue, and that's what, you know, whatever Leo Varadkar says to me or the cheap type of insults that he throws to me, I know that I can look my children in the eye. I know that I can tell them if they ask me in future, what did you do when Irish people were being evicted from their homes in that aggressive manner?
But in fairness, to Leo Varadkar, though, this sounds awful because you're bringing your family into it, and I don't mean anything like that, but you don't have to make the decisions, and maybe when you have to make decisions and tough decisions, and you can't be all things all men, and you can't make everybody happy, it might be different.
Come on, Greg, like, the decision here, what we've been calling on them to do is regulate these henchmen.
Right, okay.
Like, you know, this is not, like, you know, as I said, somebody who changes a lock in your house is regulated.
Okay,
somebody who is standing outside Abracababra is regulated. The bouncer in the Pulse nightclub is regulated. The idea that we would have these individuals not shown ID, can wear balaclavas, can smash into your home and drag you out physically without any regulation, it is intimidation, it is scary, and it is pathetic.
Okay.
We have a government that has allowed that to happen year after year, and now, thankfully, because of the response of the Irish people, because because there's one thing that Leo Varadkar does care about. If it's not about the families that are being evicted, what he does care about is poll ratings, and that's what he's seen.
Okay.
That's what he's tapped into, and he knows.
But you would say he's not doing it right, because I mean, if that's what he's at, you would say it's not working. But anyway, listen, Deputy Pearce Doherty, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Now, of course, we would.